Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree.
Welcome to the Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree.
This half hour of fun and melody is brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup, with that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, all your foods that final touch of deliciousness. Vaudeville gave him to musical comedy gave him to the screen gave him to radio gave him to you, and you can have him. Here he comes now, Jack Haley.
Thank you. This is no time for jesting, Warren. I'm in a lot of trouble. An investment of mine went wrong.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jack. What happened?
Oh, Crosby called me up the other day and told me to make a bet on one of his horses. He said it was a sure thing.
Oh, but Jack, you never bet on horses.
I know, but Crosby nagged me and nagged me.
Yes?
And finally I bet on one of his nags.
Well, did the Crosby horse win?
No, I put $2 on his nose and bing went my money. I really got the double Crosby.
Well, Jack, the loss of $2 shouldn't upset you.
Well, it's more than that, Warren. You see, I have a personal budget. Now I'm a dollar short, and I can't balance my budget. Warren, you've got to help me out. Will you lend me a dollar?
I'm surprised at you, Jack. Didn't you ever think of saving your money for a rainy day?
Well, how could I think of a rainy day? I knew I was coming to California.
Hello, Warren.
Hello, Wendy.
What's the matter with Jack? He's got a drawn look.
Oh, that's an overdrawn look. He's having trouble balancing his budget.
Yes, Wendy, I don't know how to ask you this, but will you lend me a dollar until payday?
Oh, Jack, I'd love to, but I'm broke. I'll tell you what. I've got some money in England. If you need it badly, I'll cable for it.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Why not?
Well, everybody knows how long it takes to get money back from England.
Jack, here comes Virginia. Maybe she has a dollar.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello, Virginia. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel like $1,000,000.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Then you wouldn't mind lending me a dollar, would you?
Well, Jack, it's a little embarrassing. I can't give it to you right here. You see, I keep my money in my stocking.
Well, that's one place that'll draw interest.
Oh, Jack, I just remembered. Really, I haven't any money with me. Well, do you need a dollar badly?
Yes, Virginia, I do.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take this ring and go downtown and pawn it for you.
Oh, no, not that. Do you think for a moment I'll allow you to go all the way downtown to pawn that ring just to give me some money? I should say not. Give me the ring and I'll go downtown and pawn it. Nah, I'm only kidding, Virginia. You keep the ring. Here comes Ted Fiorito. He'll lend me a dollar.
Hello, Ted. Hello, Jack. Oh, boy, am I in trouble.
What's the matter, Ted?
Well, my wife just attracted my salary.
Attracted? The word is attached. You don't know your English.
You don't know my wife.
Well, listen, Ted, I'm having trouble balancing my budget, and I've got to have a dollar.
Well, you came to the right man, even if I haven't got it. I'll pass the hat around to the boys in the band. Wait a second. I'll get you more than a dollar.
But, Ted, I only want a dollar. Isn't he wonderful? He's passing the hat for me. It's certainly good to know I have one loyal friend in this program.
Here you are, Jack.
See, it didn't take you long. Thanks, Ted. Hey, wait a minute. There's nothing in this hat but four jokes.
Yeah, the boys in the band said you needed jokes worse than you needed the money.
That's the last straw. I'm an American citizen. Maybe I can get a dollar from the government. They have that federal loan plan. Hand me that phone.
What are you going to do, Jack?
I'm going to pull the loan from the government. Hello? Hello, operator. Get me the White House. Washington, D.C. The number? It's Social Security 65. All right, I'll wait.
alone. I hope that I dance alone.
Hello? Hello, White House? Is this you, Rosie?
Rosie?
Jack, do you know the president that well?
No, that's Rosie, the switchboard operator.
Hello, Rosie, this is Jack Haley. Let me talk to the president. Hello, Frankie? Oh, he's busy. Well, let me talk to the vice president. Yeah, Donna. You know, Johnny. Yeah, I'll wait. Gosh, what a combination. Frankie and Johnny. Hello. Oh, the vice president is inside with the president? Well, I'll speak to Morgenthau. What's that? Oh, he's also in with the president. Well, is there a Republican around? A Republican? You've heard of a Republican, haven't you? Oh, not since 1932. Oh, I catch. Look, is there a page boy there? Oh, he's busy, too. Well, put on the janitor. How about the doorman, the porter, or somebody? What? Oh, they're all inside with the president? What are they doing in there? Oh, they're helping the president balance his budget. Oh. All right, Rosie, all right. What? A request? Oh, you'd like Ted Fiorita to play Foggy Day? I guess he will. Goodbye. Did you hear that, Ted?
Yes, he's got it.
Up, down. Ted Fiorito and his orchestra playing Foggy Day. Neither his music nor he can be touched.
Jack, did you get that dollar?
No, and I don't know who to ask.
Well, can't you get a dollar from one of your comedian friends?
Well, Warren, I only know one comedian who has a dollar to his name.
Who's that?
Buck Benny. Come in.
Haley?
Yes, sir.
I'm from the No Matter How Long You Pay, You Always Owe Loan Company. Remember our slogan, we got you behind the nine ball.
Nine ball? What happened to the eight ball?
There's too many guys behind that now. Mr. Haley, I understand you want to make a loan.
I'd like to borrow a dollar.
Who wouldn't? Maybe you'd like to know something about the concern you're doing business with.
You're right, I would.
All right. I'd like you to know that everybody who does business with us becomes attached to us. Or we become attached to them. In fact, we have customers who claim they owe everything they have to us.
Well, all I want is a dollar.
Well, before I lend you a dollar, I'd like to ask you a few questions to find out if you're a good risk. Miss Haley, what bank do you do business with?
The Beverly National. I stop there every morning before I go to work.
To make a deposit?
No, to fill my fountain pen. sort of a withdrawal.
You see, I must ask you these questions. We don't know how honest you are.
Well, I'm not dishonest. Just look at my face.
Mr. Haley, this job is tough enough as it is.
Look, all I want is a dollar.
Now, there's one point I want to make clear, Mr. Haley. Every time you make a payment, we give you a coupon. And when you made your last payment, we give you a wheelchair.
Why a
a wheelchair.
By the time you get through making your payments, brother, you'll need one.
Oh.
But to get back to the dollar, you have your choice of two plans of paying. On the first plan, you pay us every week.
Yes.
But on the second plan, that's a lot different.
It is?
Yes. Instead of paying us every week, you pay us four times a month.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, I like that.
Now, one more question, Mr. Haley. Have you any real estate?
Well, I did have a small piece of property, but when the boom came, I lost it.
How could you lose your property during a boom?
Well, it was on Elysian Hill, and it went boom. And the real estate agent told me when I bought it, he said, when this property starts to move, nothing will ever stop it.
Are you going to sell it?
No, I'm waiting until it gets to Pasadena so I can get a higher price, you know.
Now, if you just sign here, please, I'll give you your dollar.
There you are. Here's my signature. Now, can I have my dollar, please?
Cheerfully, Mr. Haley, cheerfully. There are just a few minor deductions that we have to make.
Yes.
Regulations.
Yes,
You're no doubt aware that there's a state tax of 10 cents.
10 cents? Well, that'll leave me 90 cents. Well, if I watch my step, I guess I can scrape by a 90 cents.
And there is also a government tax of 20 cents.
Well, all I got now is 70 cents. Well, I could stop smoking. After all, what is smoking? It's only a habit.
Now, there's only one more deduction, Mr.
Haley. Oh, now, don't tell me I have to give up eating.
Why not? It's only a habit, too. Now, finally, there's a 25% tax for carrying charges.
What do you mean by carrying charges?
Well, every time we make a loan, we have to go to quite a bit of an expense. As a matter of fact, we carry you until you die.
Yeah, and even then, I'm in a hole.
Can we cover that?
Well, with all these deductions, it seems I can't get any money at all.
Not only that, but you owe me 10 cents.
I owe you 10 cents? What for?
For my car fare coming down here.
Savoy is happy feet of sand to dance. Your palms are white as clinging vine. Your lips are warm and sweet as wine. Your cheeks are soft and close to mine. Divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging. Never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, but we can ride and sway. Savoy, then let me romp away with you. Swing it sweetly and completely.
Virginia Verrill singing Stomping at the Savoy.
Oh, say, Warren.
What would you like, Wendy?
Oh, Warren, I'd like to step out of my role long enough to be really serious for once and tell the folks just how I feel about Log Cabin Syrup.
Well, grand, Wendy. I'm sure there's no one we'd rather listen to.
Well, I'll put it this way. Of course, like nearly every woman, I've always known about Log Cabin Syrup. I don't know that I'd ever tasted it. In fact, I guess I hadn't, because if I had, I know now that I'd have remembered it. But anyway, when I came on the show, I decided I was going to really try the product that was making it possible, Log Cabin Syrup. So the very first week, I went out and I bought a container of Log Cabin. Then I had some pancakes. I hadn't had pancakes for a long time, and they did taste grand. Well, let me say I know now what a real treat Log Cabin's rich, mellow, real maple flavor is. How extra delicious that sparkling golden brown syrup is on your pancakes or waffles and other things. Just as Ron Howe's been telling us all. Well, while I don't pretend to be a salesman, I just want everybody to know how I personally feel about Log Cabin Syrup and how much I think you'll like it. Won't you try it? Well, I guess that's all I wanted to say, Warren.
Thank you, Wendy. And folks, if you haven't tried Log Cabin Syrup, won't you take Wendy Berry's advice and have a container on your table next time you serve pancakes or waffles? And we hope that'll be real soon.
Oh, Virginia.
Yes, Jack.
Are you going to Wendy's party tonight after the show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, I'm glad because I'm going too.
Well, what kind of a party is it?
Oh, it's just to get together, you know, play games and stuff like that.
Oh.
Virginia, I know a swell game I'd like to play with you at the party called Hollywood Tag. It's more fun.
Well, how do you play it, Jack?
Well, we all sit down in a room, and I tag you, and then I run into a dimly lighted parlor, and you chase me.
Uh-huh.
Then we come out, and you tag me, then I chase you into the parlor. Then we come out again, and I tag you, and you chase me into the parlor.
Well, wait a minute. Where does the fun come in?
In the parlor. Virginia, when I was a kid, we always played games in our house. I remember one game my mother used to play with my father.
Well, what's that?
Well, on Saturday night when he'd come home from being a little bit under the weather, my mother used to hit him on the head with the rolling pin.
Well, what's the name of the game, Jack?
Not Rummy. Here's a game, Virginia. Here's a game the music folks call rhyming. It's lots of fun for everyone. Honey, it's a snap. Put on your thinking cap. I'll show you how it's done. How many rhymes can you get for moon?
Oh, June and spoon and croon.
My, but you're smart, sweetheart.
It's a truth.
How many rhymes can you get for sweet?
Cheese, breeze, police.
My, but you're smart, sweetheart.
That's the kid.
Who thinks you're lovely as sweet as can be? If you can't guess, then I'll confess it's no one but me. How many rhymes can you get for love?
Glove, dove, a bug.
My, but you're smart. You've won my heart. I love to rhyme with you.
Wait a minute, Jack. Tell me, how many rhymes can you get for chop suey?
Gluey, gooey, fooey.
Oh, my, but you're smart, sweetheart.
That makes nothing.
Well, and how many rhymes can you get for mathematics?
Rheumatic, attic, static.
Oh, you're killing me, sweetheart. Now, what rhymes with blitz is? Come on, tell me now.
The rhyme for blitz, you know, is kiss, and I'll show you how.
Max. Well, how many rhymes can you get for a conservatory?
First story, yeah. Second story, yeah. Conflammatory.
Oh, my, but you're smart. Say, you've won my heart. I love to rhyme with you.
I wonder how Ted Fiorito is at rhyming.
I don't know. Let's call him over.
Oh, Ted.
Yes, Jack.
How many rhymes can you get for musician?
Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, Fiorito. Oh, boy, am I good.
Warren,
yes.
How many rhymes can you get for commercial?
Daisy, log, cabin, syrup.
Isn't he the sweet one, though?
Oh, I don't know, Jack. Now, when it comes to rhyming, those two guys won't do. For they don't know that me, myself, and I rhyme with you.
Now that we've figured out rhymes for June, moon, spoon, croon,
love, drop, double, bug,
automatic, rheumatic, attic, and static.
Say, we'd better quit.
We've done our bit. We love to rhyme for you. That was Virginia Verrill and yours truly singing How Many Rhymes. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Warren?
Look, there's a very tough-looking guy outside, and he insists upon seeing you.
The tough guy wants to see me.
Yes, Jack, and he says he'll break down the door if you don't let him in.
Well, we'll show him in. Show him in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
I'm Butch O'Reilly, see? You're doing something for me and the mob, and you're doing it right now.
Well, certainly, Mr. O'Reilly. Certainly. What do you want?
Well, the mob down by the gas house sent me up here to tell you that we want you to do one of your Fairyland stories.
Oh, well, I'll be glad to. I'll tell them the story about a great-great-uncle of mine named Horatio Ballyhoo Haley.
Oh, goody, goody.
Once upon a time... Horatio Ballyhoo Haley had a circus. He was in partners with a man named Barnum. They were known as Barnum and Haley. It's the opening day. It's the opening day. The circus folks are hustling and bustling and...
A little to the left, Pete. Is that better?
Well, it don't look just right.
Well, put it a little to the right then.
It still don't look the way it should.
Oh, gee, I'm having a lot of trouble with this new top.
Well, frankly, boss, I'm afraid it's too small.
Doggone it, I can never get a toupee to fit me. All right, men, let's start the show. Is everybody here?
I see. The fat lady, the giant. Wait a minute, everybody's here but the thin man.
Where's the thin man?
Here I am, bluff.
Boy, I almost marked you absent. Next time, don't stand sideways.
Gee, boss, the thin man looks bad, Ballyhoo.
Yeah, he's worried about my dog. I'll have to get rid of the dog.
Why?
Well, every night when the thin man goes to sleep, my dog goes in the tent and drags him out. He thinks he's a bone. Twice he tried to bury him.
All right, let's get on with the show.
Here comes Jojo, the horse-faced boy. Hello, Jojo.
Hello.
He's always complaining. Can you imagine Jojo complaining with two bits in his mouth?
Hey, boss, don't forget you got to go out on the platform and do the ballyhoo.
What's the matter with the barker?
He just had pups.
I knew the barker's name was Bernard, but I didn't think it was St. Bernard. All right, I'll go out and do the ballyhooing. After all, I'm the world's greatest showman. Ladies and gentlemen, will you kindly step down this way, please? Just a little closer. That's it, thank you. I want you to listen to my message. Step forward and see the most colossal collection of carnivorous creatures ever assembled under one tent. Assembled for you from the four corners of the earth. See Tom Pinky, our wonder midget, diving off a 100-foot springboard into a cocktail glass and come up with a cherry. Yes, indeed. Also, see our fat man, the fattest man in the world. He's so fat it takes 10 men to make his clothes. He has a coat made in New York, a pants made in California.
What about Chicago?
That's where the vest begins. Hurry. Remember, your place of admission is one thin dime or two fat nickels. You'll see the greatest show ever assembled under a log cabin.
Never assembled under a log cabin. It's under a tent. You don't know the terms of your circus.
Ha! You don't know the terms of my contract. Hurry.
Hey, boss, your girl, Lady Wendy's waiting for you in her tent.
Okay, I'll go over and see her. You take the stand, Pete, while I see what she wants.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth.
Hey, that's the wrong stand. There you go. The wrong stand.
My error, folks. Hurry.
This must be a tent. Lady Wendy, may I come in?
Yes, Ballyhoo, come in.
Oh, God.
Hello, Ballyhoo. Ballyhoo, why must your kisses be so cold?
I can't help it. I have sawdust in my blood.
From the circus?
No, from the saloon. Why did you send for me, Lady Wendy?
I'm tired of being sawed in half for the money you pay me.
Now, Lady Wendy, be reasonable. Everybody is taking a cut.
I know, but each week it gets harder for me to make both ends meet.
Lady Wendy, why don't you marry me and give all this up?
I don't know what to say, Ballyhoo.
Promise me that you'll give me my answer before midnight.
All right, Ballyhoo.
What's that noise? Oh, I know what it is. I know. That's the half man and half woman. He's having a fight with herself. Let's listen.
You've been trying to steal the show from me.
That's that girl. It's a bad girl. It's the whole thing.
And besides, you don't have to flirt with every man you see.
Well, I
thought
you were the bad girl.
I did not.
Yes, too. Ow.
Oh, dear. You know, that half man and half woman always makes me laugh. You know, his herself always tries to get the last word with his himself. Well, I'll be back, lady. Let me get out, will you? Who
ever heard of a door slamming on a tent anyway?
Hurry, boss. Look, the show's ready to start. You've got to announce the act.
Okay, come on. Let's go in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will present for your entertainment, Signor Sangarelli, the human cannonball, who will be chucked 1,000 feet into the air and will land in a huge net. Presenting now, the big shot of the circus, Signor Sangarelli. Are you ready? Are you ready with the net?
Yes.
All right. Aim. Fire.
We missed him. That's Senior Zangarelli all over, folks. And now... ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, wait a minute, boys. What's the trouble?
Well, the sword swallower refused to go on because he has a cold.
The sword swallower has a cold, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, look out, boss. He's going to freeze.
Run for your lives, man.
Sounds like he hit the jackpot. What am I laughing about? He got me.
Are you all right, boss?
Take that knife out of me, will you?
All right, boss.
Oh, that sword swallow always said he'd get me in the end. No.
Well, here it is, December. One of those winter months when men go for a really hearty breakfast. Yes, and the youngsters, too. And you know, they need a stay-by-you breakfast on these nippy mornings. Now, to most people, the most tempting of all hearty breakfasts is a stack of golden brown pancakes or some light and tender waffles with log cabin syrup. So at least 2 mornings a week through the winter, serve pancakes or waffles in your home. And do justice to them by serving luscious log cabin syrup, America's favorite and largest-selling fine table syrup. Log cabin has that rich, mellow maple flavor. And only log cabin syrup can give your pancakes and waffles, your hot biscuits and French toast, that final touch of deliciousness. So, add this note to your market list now. A container of log cabin syrup. It comes in 3 convenient sizes, and the big size is most economical. Besides, you'll always be sure of having plenty of log cabin syrup on hand when you need it most. Log cabin comes in that unique container you know so well. Look for it at your grocer's Monday. Or it may not be too late right now to phone your grocer for log cabin.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, speaking for Wendy Barry, Virginia Verrill, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito, bidding you good night and inviting you to return next week, when again you'll be...
Tune in for a full hour of entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1 half hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. And at 8:30, another big log cabin jamboree starring Jack Haley.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.